This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. A little more than 12 years ago, when Land Paths was established, the small Santa Rosa-based nonprofit worked mostly on helping to protect and preserve some of the remaining wild places in Sonoma County. But along the way since, says Executive Director Craig Anderson, the organization also found itself designated the owner of some of those open spaces, and that has necessitated some rethinking of their role.
Land Paths owns two of its own parks, two nature preserves that were given to us, one by the County Open Space District out west of Occidental, and the other by a family from Oakland, gave us 400 acres outside of Healdsburg as a nature-based preserve. And so we have needed to find a way to manage and steward these properties, both for the integrity of the natural resources and for the safety of people.
Further changes came when Land Paths took on the management of the Bayer Farm property in Roseland. Vacant fields with a dilapidated barn, a chunk of city-owned property that has become, over the past year, a vibrant neighborhood garden and community gathering place. This has unexpectedly nudged Land Paths into a more active role as stewards of public parklands, something that Anderson says they are increasingly open to.
We're essentially looking at a given state or county or city park where we have been asked to assist. Naturally, given the nature of Land Paths, our work revolves around many of the properties that have been protected by the Sonoma County Ag Preservation and Open Space District. These parks are often very little funded or completely unfunded, largely because there's no park operator standing ready with a surplus budget to take new land on.
But there is a considerable difference between simply preserving open spaces and managing them as parklands for public use.
Park managers need to make sure a property is safe for the public. If it's old ranch land, it may have hazards, whether it's toxics or errant fencing, barbed wire fencing, uncovered holes and things like that, fence line that needs to be kept up. You also need to find out what the sensitivities are for the neighborhoods, parcels next door, traffic, road issues, access, both coming in and going out. More than anything, a piece of property really just needs some eyes and ears on it in order to make sure that the new park visitors are safe.
Hiring staff to do all that is simply not feasible, Anderson adds, so Land Paths is stepping up its efforts to recruit volunteers to do a wider range of tasks.
It's finding a group of residents that want to not only come out and volunteer their time to clean up trails and monitor trails and help our school groups get on the property, but actually amp it up a little bit and say, okay, I'll take the time to be the communications director as a volunteer. Someone else will be the fundraising director as a volunteer. Someone else will be the stewardship crew volunteer, and create a crew of people that will help manage these pieces of property, these new parks that would otherwise be closed to the public.
With that additional level of volunteer involvement, Anderson says that Land Paths should also be able to draw on the ideas and insights of those individuals to help shape and guide their future stewardship efforts. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.